Welcome to today's deep dive. We have an absolute parenting win for you today. Like, my kids are completely obsessed with this.
Oh, it's such a game changer. I mean, it's pitched as this major win for parents.
It really is. So our mission today is unpacking this free, teacher-approved literacy universe for elementary kids. It's called Puppy Kisses.
Right, and it's basically the holy grail of parenting, you know,
Yeah.
seamlessly hiding pureed veggies in a delicious bowl of mac and cheese.
Yes, you get the healthy brain food, but the kids just taste the cheese, and the cheese here is totally the characters, right?
Yeah, the puppy pack. I mean, you've got Cora, Zach, Tess, Emily, Jacob, and Scarlett.
So cute.
They are. And looking at the design, they aren't built to feel like dry educational tools. They're just, you know, lovable friends.
Navigating Pine Grove Elementary together, which I love because the themes are just so wholesome. We're talking about navigating recess friendships or classroom teamwork.
Exactly. Everyday challenges.
Yeah, it just feels really safe for them. But looking at the educational psychology framework behind this, these aren't just casually thrown together stories, are they?
No, not at all. There's actually a proprietary 10-step short story framework at play here.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it was designed by PhDs. So instead of just a sequence of events, the framework actually engineers empathy. It naturally weaves social emotional learning right into the fun.
Wait, really? How does that work?
Well, like it deliberately pauses the action so the reader has to identify a specific emotion, maybe frustration or embarrassment, before the plot can even move forward.
That is so smart. I did have a question about the group dynamic, though. I noticed looking through the profiles that there's no like bossy alpha leader in the pack.
Right.
They're all true equals. Does that make it easier for kids to project themselves into the friend group? I mean, without a strong protagonist, how does it work?
That's a really great observation, actually. There's a specific psychological purpose behind flattening that hierarchy. When there's no single dominant hero to measure up to, the cognitive load drops.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, it creates this really safe space. A kid might relate to Emily being shy today, and then, you know, Zach's competitive energy tomorrow.
Because they feel like equals, they aren't intimidated. So how does that translate into actual literacy skills, like the stealth win part?
It creates what we call a completion dopamine loop.
But completion dopamine loop.
Yeah. Since the stories are bite-sized, finishing one gives a young reader this tangible daily victory. They're basically building reading stamina simply because they want that next little hit of accomplishment.
So it doesn't feel like tedious homework at all,
Exactly.
which brings us to the ultimate mom joy, honestly, because once they devour the stories, they don't just close the book.
Right. They grab a pencil.
Yes, the free short story builders, watching them go from passive readers to active, confident storytellers is just amazing.
And writing is notoriously frustrating for kids, but these builders act like literary training wheels.
Meaning they remove that scary blank page syndrome.
Exactly. The framework provides the handlebars, like the character selection, and the pedals for the central conflict. The child just has to supply the momentum.
I love that. And it aligns beautifully with Common Core standards, right?
It does, making it a completely stress-free family activity.
Huge win. And for busy lives, the flexibility is just incredible. The library is instantly accessible online, so you always have it.
But it's also completely printable.
Yes. You can just print a story, snuggle up on the couch, and have this really nice, tactile, screen-free moment.
Which is incredibly valuable right now. Disconnecting from the screen while keeping that high engagement, it's a rare combination.
It really is. So if you want to experience this for yourself, you have to jump over to puppy-kisses.com right now. Go explore the library, meet the pack, and download a free short story builder.
It's a beautifully designed universe, totally worth checking out.
Absolutely. All right, I want to leave you with this final thought to mull over. If your child could write themselves into Pine Grove Elementary today, what unique superpowered perspective would they bring to the puppy pack?